Hello. So, lockdown, on it goes, and I wonder how you're coping. Apparently, lots of people are dealing with it by learning a new skill, a language, an instrument, baking, growing vegetables. So, I want to share with you something I've been learning, and I hope it will encourage you. Our family went into a kind of premature lockdown because Tom, my husband, fell ill back in mid-March. At that stage, there were three of us in our household, Tom, me, and our teenage daughter, and it didn't seem too hard. I was fit and strong, on top of things. And then our household expanded a bit as my son came back from uni and his girlfriend came with him. Then we went into the official nationwide lockdown. And I got ill. And on top of this, I had an essay assignment due. I'm studying part-time, and things were just kind of spiraling out of control. And it's fair to say that I no longer felt strong and capable. I felt overwhelmed, really, and out of control. And I wasn't just physically or psychologically weak. I became spiritually weak too. And even after I'd physically recovered, I'd stopped reading the Bible, I was barely praying, and God felt very distant. And I'm an occasional preacher, a youth leader on the pastoral team, and I was thinking, well, if ever there's a time to step up and help others, surely this is it. But I just couldn't, and to tell you the truth, I didn't even want to. And it left me feeling like a failure and actually like a bit of a fraud. But fortunately for me, although I was weak, God was not. And out of the blue, he just popped into my mind very strongly, a particular Bible verse. And it was this: "A bruised reed he will not break, a smouldering wick he will not snuff out." And it's from Isaiah 42, verse 3. And this is one of Isaiah's prophecies about Jesus, who would come as the Messiah to save God's people. And the bruised reed and the smouldering wick represent those who are weak, those who are barely just hanging on there. And I knew that God was saying to me through this verse that that was me at the moment. But he was also saying that that's okay, and it didn't matter. And it brought a great sense of freedom and relief, because I knew that Jesus, the gentle Messiah, wasn't judging me for being weak, but he was looking at me with love. And I knew that I was no less valuable or precious to him because I was unable to actually do anything. I began to recall that there are so many verses in the Bible that talk about God's particular concern and care for the weak. And since then, I've been continuing to reflect on this, really, and learning more and more that in the Christian life, weakness is not only not a bad thing, it's positively a good thing, because it's the source of God's blessing reaching us, and also of releasing God's strength, something that the Apostle Paul learned and put like this: God's power is made perfect in our weakness. So, to summarise, this is the lockdown lesson I've been learning. A bit enforced on me, really, but it's a good lesson and I'd recommend it to you. Three don'ts: don't deny that you're weak. Don't dig deep and try to deal with it yourself. Don't let it lead you to despair or to despise yourself. But instead, be honest with yourself, with God, and with others. And allow God to draw near to you and respond by drawing near to Him. I'm going to end with the words of a worship song which kind of sum it up well for me. Though we are weak, His grace is everything we need. We are made of clay, but this treasure is within. He turns our weaknesses into His opportunities so that the glory goes to Him. Rejoice, rejoice. Christ is in you. And in me, thank God. Amen.